man's attitude toward the question of free will changes after he has surrendered to the Overself. It has to change. For henceforth, he is to be loyal not to the ego's desires, but to the Overself's injunctions. If the two coincide, it is well and pleasant for him. If not, and he obeys his higher self as he must, then it can no longer be said that he has full freedom of will. But neither can it be said that he has not. For the Overself is in him, not outside, not something alien and apart. It is indeed himself at his best and highest level.